Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez. I'm very excited today to be here with Lisa Ochoa. Lisa Ochoa is going to talk to us about the work she does and a little bit about her favorite music. So Lisa, how's it going?
It's going really well.
So Lisa actually is a fellow gato, right? You did your studies at the
bachelor's,
university.
Yes, yeah. Bachelor's of Education, 1992.
And so what do you do now?
I teach high school math at Hayden High School.
Okay, and where's Hayden at?
Hayden is 60 miles north of here.
Okay, so it's like a rural community.
Yes, yeah? We're in the middle of where the Gila River runs and the Sarco copper mining.
Talk to me about what you do in Hayden, besides being a teacher, obviously.
Besides being a teacher, I work for the U of A as a promotora for research. So I go around the community and collect water samples, and then we turn them into the U of A for testing, or we test them there at the community and get results so that we can see how we can teach each other to stay healthy when we're using the water.
Within the world of public health, we talk about rural health because you have to travel longer distances for medical assistance. You might not have the same type of access to education or resources. And so I think having you, one, be a promotora in Project Harvest has been outstanding. But is there anything you want to talk about in terms of like what it's like to be a teacher and do science with the University of Arizona?
Yes, it helps me because I like to tell the kids that I still work for the U of A, and they get like, wow, you're teaching and you're still working. I like to promote science and math because that's my area. And so I tell the students that they can also be working or coming out to the U of A. I tell them that our community itself is so full of science activities, especially with the river. We got agriculture, we got mining, we got all kinds of things that they can study there.
Why don't we talk about your, do you listen to music, Lisa?
Yes, I do.
And she actually, let's talk about your folklorico background, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, when I was in eighth grade, actually, and then I was going up to high school, we had a folklorico group. And it was by our Spanish teacher, and he would bring a dancing instructor, and she taught us how to dance, and then they made us the outfits. Aww. And then they would book us to go out to dance at fiestas, and so as students, we got to go out there.
That's awesome.
And then we also got to make a trip to Mexico City.
Wow.
And so that was very exciting when we were younger.
Do you still dance?
I dance, but not folklorico. Once I hear the music, though, you know, the feet go back to.
That's so great.
The feet start moving, so.
So what type of music do you dance to now?
My favorites were the Bee Gees.
Aww,
I just love the Bee Gees, the Staying Alive. Yeah, because that was me, that era. I think it's so funny because now people are looking for costumes. They said that in the 1970s, I was like, wow, what I used to wear every day to school was a costume now. That's
not... Well, Lisa, I want to thank you. It's an honor to work with you. You're an outstanding like high school math and science teacher, and your participants in Project Harvest love you. And you're an integral part of the team, and it's great to be an educator along your side.
So thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.